Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann. The airwaves are now open and Jeanette, the respected Sky Television psychic, will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001 or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann.
Well, hello and good evening. It's 9 o'clock UK time, Monday, so that means it's the Guiding Light Show with myself, Jeanette Ann Coombe. I don't know how your week has been out there tonight in wherever you are, but mine has been pretty hectic getting all the preparations ready for Christmas, which is kind of on the last lap now. Everybody, as you know, it always seems to be mums that gets the stresses and the Christmas strain. So I reckon all us mums out there this evening should have a really nice chill out hour with me, and let's have some wonderful spirit validation. Let's have some lovely communication. And I'm going to open the lines early this evening because I know that everybody out there may be thinking about their loved ones now at this very special time of year. So I'm here tonight to hopefully bring in some comfort, clarity and guidance. So I do want to ask our lovely Mr. P to open the lines. And I believe that we have our first caller waiting to speak to us, and it's a gentleman called Richard. And if you're there, Richard, I'd like to say welcome to Guiding Lights. But just one second before I actually bring you on, I just want to quickly run through the numbers again, just in case anybody missed it on the intro. It's 760-283-4611, and if you are outside the USA, if you could prefix 001, that would be wonderful. Come through to us tonight. We're on till 10 p.m. and have some wonderful validations from your loved ones who have passed over. Okay, thank you very much for that. Now then, I'm going to go over and see if Richard is on the line and say, hi Richard, thanks for calling, welcome to Guiding Lights, how can I help you this evening?
Hello.
Hi, Richard. Can you hear me, my love?
Oh, yeah, I hear you real good.
Okay, cool. That's lovely. Now, Richard, how can I help you this evening, please?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you have any messages for me, because like last night when I was practicing on my guitar, it almost felt like somebody was holding my hand and tried to put a ring on my left finger.
Okay, so what was you doing last night when you said that happened? Sorry, I missed that first bit.
Yeah, I was just practicing on my guitar.
Okay, cool. All right, then. So you felt like someone was drawing close to you. Okay, now, what I'm sensing, okay, is that there seems to be a lady who's passed over into the spirit. And I feel, okay, that these couple of days that are leading up to the Christmas period are quite relevant to you. So I don't know whether or not this lady was either ill around this time or whether she just passed over into the light around about this time. But I am feeling the energy of a lady who comes forward, and I'm getting an older lady, if I'm being honest with you. So I know she had quite a good lifelong, you know, I feel that she was in her 70s. And I feel that when she was younger, she also liked music. So she was either a musician, I don't know whether or not she would have played the guitar, possibly drawn more to the piano. But I do feel that she was very musical. Do you understand this, Richard?
Yeah, actually, my mother passed away on December 5th in 2003.
Okay. I knew December was relevant to you, sweetheart. Your mum, was she very musical, my love?
Yeah, she played the viola and even was offered a contract to sing professionally.
Right, lovely, because her energy is with you. And I feel that the reason why you had the sensation that she was pulling on your fingers is just her way of just trying to gently say, I'm actually here with you this evening. I feel that she, either you've been talking about her or thinking about her, but I feel that there's been, or maybe it's just the time of year, the season, that's pulling your loved ones close to you. Darling, did she like roses, please?
Oh, yeah, she did. That was her favorite flower.
Yeah, because she's just given me roses to give to you. I feel that they were pink more than red, but she just loved roses in general. Okay. I even see her. I don't know whether or not she loved the garden. Okay, but I see her with a basket under her arms with some roses in a stem. So whether or not she used to go to the florist and get them, that they were created wonderfully displays, or she used to love to tend the garden and cut the roses and lay them down flat, because Spirit have just given me a basket that you'd put flowers in. Do you understand the basket and the flowers?
Oh, yes, yes. We had a rose garden at our house I grew up in.
All right, so she is bringing you the memories, okay, of those wonderful times, because that's when she was at her happiest, when she was in her home, surrounded by her loved ones, okay, and she was with the flowers, tending the flowers and the gardens. Did she also have a herb garden as well, darling?
Yes, we always did.
Because I feel like as if she used to really enjoy making cooking, but I feel that she used to like to use all fresh and home produced as much as possible, and I see her cutting mint. So I don't know whether she had a little mint basket or whether she used to go outside, but I just feel that mint was there around her. Do you understand why I'm drawing into the little herb called mint?
Yes, we had a mint patch back in her garden.
There we go, because she's just showing me this, okay, for you. She's showing me this because there's a lot of happy memories there. I'm drawn to the colour green with this lady, so either she liked it or she loved to be at one with nature in a lot of green surrounding her, because I'm just so very drawn to the colour green, the calming influence. I feel your mother was a very calming lady, actually. She was a very talented person. I feel that her creative gifts were in music and the arts. I feel that she had the capability of always making something nice, as in whatever she did, okay, she would always make it nice. I'm just getting that really homely feeling of warmth and love that's generating from your mum, okay? It's almost like, so she's taking me to the front door of a house. Did you have in this house, was it like the door, was it kind of like, what do you call it, like figures in the glass, you know, like frosted glass, but it seemed to have something in the glass. And did you have either white or grey wooden slatted outside and a bit of a porch? Because she's showing me that kind of a house.
Yes, we did.
You did. Okay, because she's there. She takes you back there. That's where she is, goes quite a lot in visitation into that environment, because that was when she was really very at her happiest. And I feel that when she passed over, I feel it was just her time to go, because I do feel that she suffered a while before she went. I feel that she couldn't get around as much as she used to do, and I feel that she was the type of lady who would have felt very restricted by not being able to do the things that she liked to do. Do you understand that, Richard?
Yes, she had lost half one of her legs to diabetes.
There we go, sweetheart. Okay, because I was just going to say to you the legs were a problem, but you've already said that to me. But I do feel like as though I'm not able to get about, and I do feel she really missed that, because she loved to be not so much socialising but out, but she liked to be around the garden and doing tending to her things that was very important to her. Did you have a little round? I don't know whether it was a little water feature or a little bird bath, but I feel like as though this is like something looked like a little cherub or a little arch, because I feel like a little statue, something where there was a little arch, you know, someone firing a little arrow, that kind of a statue. Did you have that in your garden, please?
No, but my grandpa did.
Right, okay, because he's here as well, because he's just given me that little statue as a link to him, okay, because they've found each other, they've met up with each other in the spirit world, and I feel that your grandfather was a very upstanding kind of a guy. He wasn't what I would call not loving, that's not the word. He was a very loving man, but he was a very private man. That's the word that I'm looking for. So it's like as he kept his loving feelings to his close family. Okay? And did he have or run or have any dealings with a hotel or a guest house, please?
No, he used to own a farm.
Right, okay. Would he have had people stay in there on a bed and breakfast basis or something like that, please? Because I feel like as though there were people coming in and out of the house.
Not that I know of.
Okay, because there's something about a connection, okay, to a house, but I feel that it was used for other people as well. So maybe this was extended family, because I just feel that there's a lot of people coming back and forth, you know, around him. But he also comes in, but I feel as much as he ran the farm, I feel that he always had a dream about doing something else, but it's like so in the end he decided to do that and he did it quite well. But I feel with you, okay, have you been feeling like your own career is on a little bit of a crossroads at the moment, please? Because he's just given me a cross in the road.
Yeah, I decided I didn't want to be an over-the-road driver anymore, and I started to learn to play the guitar about 2.5 years ago, so that's what I want to do is music.
Right, because he's there with you, encouraging you, okay, bringing in the love for you with your family. Have you got a brother, please?
Yes, I do.
All right, okay. Is he kind of more an office worker, please? Because I feel like it's all he's got like an office environment kind of a job where he's got to put a shirt and a tie on to go to work.
Yeah, yes, he does.
Yeah, right, okay, because he's bringing in the difference between you two as brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, because yeah, it's like you following your own path, he's following his path, but the two of you, you know, are very important to him in your separate ways, and you are very individual. I do feel that there's a P connection to your brother. Who is Phil or Philip, please?
That's my brother.
Yes, your brother, Philip. Okay, my love. Because I'm just drawn to Philip. Philip, yeah? So that's your brother, Philip, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's drawing me into Philip and the connection to the name Philip. And he's saying that, you know, the two of you were rascals when you were younger, but, you know, there was a lot of love for the pair of you. So I would say, Richard, okay, that you're... grandfather comes in with abundance of love, so does your nana, and also very much your mum. The energy of your mum at this time of year is very, very, very strong around you this evening. I feel that she had, what she's saying, 24 fantastic years. So I don't know why she's saying 24 fantastic years. I don't know what that's in reference to, but I just feel that she's giving me that message, and I don't know what she means. Do you understand what she means by that, my love?
No, I know she got married when she was about 24 years old.
Ah, right. Okay, so that's the 24 and the fantastic years. So I feel that she was very happy. Okay, very, very happy with your dad, very happy with you and your brother, and I do feel that she is at peace, you know, in the spirit world. But what you felt last night was her love and her energy coming close, touching your hand very gently to say, you know, son, I am still here, my energy is still strong around you, and I feel that's what she wanted to say to you and bring in the love for you as well. And I'm going to leave you go now, Richard, my love, because we have got other callers on the line, and it's been wonderful connecting with you, okay, darling. And I'd like to say thank you so much for listening to the Guiding Light Show, and you have a lovely Christmas, and God bless, and thank you very much.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye bye now. Okay, that was lovely, Richard. And I'm just going to ask his family to stand back so that I can link in to the next caller. And I'll say good evening. I have Jill on the line. And I'd like to say hello, Jill. Welcome to Guiding Lights.
Okay.
Hello there.
Okay.
I can't hardly hear you, sweetheart. Are you far away from the mic or something?
Your animal hospital.
You're at the hospital, yeah? What
okay.
did you say to me? What did you say to me then, sorry? Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you now. Hi, Jill. Welcome to Guiding Lights. You through to Jeanette, Anne.
Hi, I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi there,
hello.
My love. Hi,
hi
I can
I'm
hear
sorry.
You. Okay,
my
can you hear me
Jill
okay?
And today's my birthday, so I was kind of looking for maybe a message or anything.
Okay, Jill. Well, happy birthday, darling. And as I'm drawing in with your energy, I'm feeling that there's a lady comes in to me. Have you got a sister or a friend, please, who's passed over? Because I've got a lady who is around about your age who has passed over to the spirit world. Or who would have been about your age when she passed over to the spirit world, please, Jill.
Gosh, that could be a lot of people. There was a friend that I had that I'm not sure she committed suicide. She was hit by a truck years
okay.
ago.
Right. Now, would she have been about your age now? Did she have blonde hair, darling? Or light color hair?
She didn't have dark hair, but she didn't have blonde hair either.
Okay. Was her hair light, please? Because I'm being shown lighter hair.
It was more of a reddish medium.
No, well, this is not her then, because I'm getting someone who had lighter hair. Okay, she hasn't told me her name yet, and I feel she was quite a tall lady, quite tall and quite slender. Okay, and I feel that she passed away with a wasting disease, something like on the lines of cancer, because she's showing me wasting away. Do you understand who this lady is, please?
I don't know, unless it was my mother. My mother just passed away at my age.
Right. Did she have cancer, please? Do you know if she she was very ill with
yeah.
a cancer
yeah.
or a cancer-like yeah. condition? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah. Right. Okay. I've got the link because I feel like with this lady, okay, was she quite tall?
No, she wasn't tall, but she wasn't heavy either.
Right, so she was quite slight because I'm looking at someone who was about 5'5", 5'6". Was that your mother's height or thereabouts?
My mother was more like 5'4", but she looked taller because she wasn't heavy.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand, because she brings in her love today to you. She hasn't told me a name yet. Who's the connection with J, please, because I'm having the initial J. Who is that, darling?
My mother's name was Judy.
Right, thank you. Because I feel like as though I have got Judy then, because she just gave me the J. The reason why she gave me the J, did somebody used to actually call her J? Shorten it down to J?
I don't know.
Because I feel that she might have had a nickname with someone who used to call her J or Jude, you know, kind of like shortened versions.
Uh-huh. Okay, Jude sounds right.
Okay, because she's giving me shorter, because she's just kind of gone like that in my head, like as if to say shorter, you know, like giving me like a finger and thumb and shorten things down. That's what she's just showed me.
Her name was actually Judith.
Right, okay, but I don't think many people actually called her a full name like that.
No, it was Judith.
Right, but I don't feel a lot of people actually called her Judith. I feel she was called J, Jude, shortened version. Was she very
yeah.
creative, my love, your mum?
You know, she really was really suppressed. That I really don't know if she was creative, intelligent. I really don't know. She never showed us any parts of her.
Because I do feel there was, in our younger days, okay, a creativity,
okay.
especially with drawing and painting. Oh, I feel that she had a very good eye for colour match, okay? So she
yeah.
would try to colour coordinate, and I feel
yes.
you would always look well turned out and presented very well when you was a child.
Yes. True.
Okay, you know, it's like your mother used to have you coordinated, whether it was a
yes.
hat and got gloves, or, you know, or matching outfits, but you would always look like as though you was really put together very well. She didn't just kind of just throw you together, like say, yeah, you'll do. But she was very particular about how you looked. And I feel
what she did was she wouldn't let you wear colors that didn't look good on you.
There we go. Do you understand?
Skin tone, if it didn't, you know, look good with your skin tone, she wouldn't let you wear those colors.
Well, that'll be it then, my love, because that's what I'm getting about the well turned out, okay? Because it's like it's all, her eyes were very precise to detail.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So, you know, you couldn't just go out from your house in the mornings with a pair of jeans and a sweater on. She would be like, no, what's that? What have you got on? You know, let's have a look, turn around, let's see. You know, that, take that off, put that on. I feel that she was very much like that, even for little things like, you know, maybe even like I'm going down the path to play ball. You'd be like, no, you're not going out like that.
Yes. That doesn't go with that. That you should be wearing red. You know, she was like that. Yes,
so you understand why she's giving me this, because I'm really drawn to this with you, okay? And I feel that she still is that very much that lady who loves to be dressed well now, because she's showing herself to me as a younger lady, okay? But she's showing herself to me as a younger lady who's very well turned out.
Yes.
Okay, and I feel that she was always very, very precise about herself as well.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know why, but I'm seeing a handbag with gloves. Do you understand a handbag with gloves, my love? She'd be putting her gloves on to go out, handbag gloves.
Yes, that was something that they did when they were younger, you know, the handbag glove thing in her younger generation.
Yeah, but that was her trademark. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Kind of like, what's her name? John F. Kennedy's wife. What was her name?
Yes, that's it. Like Jackie, very, very smart.
Yes.
This is what I was getting. Very, very smart in those kind of outfits, you know?
Yes.
Like the matching suit, the little boxy hat, the handbag and the gloves. And I think that's your mother. That's what she used to like to do, and she's still like that now around you, because this is what she's presented to me. I feel like as though she used to wear a lot of pinks and purples herself, okay? Because I'm really drawn to the colours pinks and purples around her with you. But there again, pinks and purples is the colour of love and spirituality, so she could be bringing in those colours for me because she's surrounding you with those colours, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now then, did she used to like to make cookies, darling?
Oh, gosh.
Because I'm just seeing, let's do cookies, and there's like a tray of cookies, and she's just given me cookies, so I don't know whether or not there was something that she used to like to do, or whether or not she used to make them for special events, but I've just literally had Spirit show me a tray of cookies in my head. So do you understand what that's about, please?
I know she really liked cookies.
Mm-hmm. Did she used to make them, please?
You know what? Not that I recall.
Right, because there's a tray of cookies for some unknown reason. So maybe it's a link how much that she liked them, because there's definitely a link on this. I feel with you, okay, what she's trying to say to me is, with you, darling, over the last few months, things have been a bit of a roller coaster ride, okay? And that you've really been trying to get or keep some balance going on around you. That's what I've been shown. And I do feel that, you know, you are a very likable lady, and a lot of people like you and respect you because you are also a very helpful lady as well. I feel like as though I just want to keep you grounded in some way, though, because maybe you're trying to do too much. And I just want to say to you, you know, just take some time out for you, because I'm really drawn to that. You know, just having that, you know, a little bit more time, a little bit more privacy, just some time out for you, because I feel sometimes you can overstretch yourself by doing too much for other people. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And I feel that this is the message that she's bringing in. She's bringing in for you, darling, an abundance of love. Okay. I just want you to remember that. And she's here, of course, today because she knows it's your birthday. And she's just bringing in a birthday cake. All right. On your birthday. And she's blowing out the candles in my mind because it's just like as though she's just blown them out, okay, which is like a way of celebrating, you know, that you are having a lovely birthday today. And she is always with you, darling. Have you got an item of jewelry that belongs to her, like a brooch that you don't wear? But I feel like this brooch, is it, I don't know whether it's so much of a cameo, but it's like a gold brooch and there seems to be like something ivory or something light in the brooch itself. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Because she's showing me the brooch. Okay, is it an actual cameo brooch or is it something else that has like a light colour in on the inside? Because I feel it's like a big round oval brooch.
It has pearls and like sapphires.
Ah, so
blue
there's
sapphires.
The light color. Yeah, is it an
something
oval
like
color?
That.
Is it like an oval shape, darling?
Something. Yeah, it is oval actually.
Yeah. Because she's showing it to me, and she's glad that you have it.
Okay.
She's really pleased that you have it. And I feel that what she's just bringing in for you is just validation that these memories for you, that you will actually know that your darling mother is with you, okay, sweetheart, and that she is bringing in abundance of love on your birthday. But what she's saying is that at the end of the day, life is an open book for you, and you can make your chapters as you go along, so it's like much more to come for you. I feel what she's saying is that you've got to get out more, make more effort, time for yourself, and just generally enjoy yourself more, because at this moment, as I said, over the last 2 months, everything seems to be like as though you're running around pleasing other people, like as though you seem to be living your life on other people's terms. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You know, it's like they are telling you, they are saying this is the way it is. So you don't seem to have much time out to be who you are. And I feel like so I'm quite exhausted with you, actually, because that's, you know, that's what you've been trying to do. So I feel that you need to make some decisions, darling, to go into 2013 more aware of who you are. And what you want and what you don't want. It's almost like as though I feel that there is a lot of life force energy with you. So you are quite a strong lady. And that, you know, you can kind of be direct when you want to be. But I just feel that other people are taking advantage a little bit of your kindness, if you understand that.
Yes. Yeah.
And I feel that you need to just learn to say the word no, if that makes sense, because I feel sometimes you say yes to people when you really mean no, and then when they go, you think, why didn't I say no? I don't really want to do this, and once again, I find myself doing this.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And I think that's the, you know, the word that I feel that your mum's given me is for you is to just kind of be not selfish, because that's not the right word, but you need to be more self-aware of your own needs.
Yes, true.
Okay, and I feel that's what she's actually saying. And it's like as though you've been very, very patient with certain people who have literally kind of really taken up an awful lot of your time and energy. I do feel that as I'm taking you into 2013, that you are going to become more aware of the fact that you are not going to be living your life under other people's terms and conditions, and that you are going to do your own thing for what you want a little bit more. And I just feel that what the spirit world is saying is come to a compromise with people so that they know not to cross the line and you stay within your own boundaries. And obviously you're going to help, you know, because that's the type of person you are. But then you are going to take back your own private space to have some time out just to be you and maybe spend some time with your own intimate friends or family, because I feel everybody deserves that little bit of time off. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
And I feel if you could do that, that balance, you know, I feel that that would work out fantastic for you. I just feel that, you know, as your mum was a very meticulous person and she was always well-dressed and she always was well-turned out, so you need to kind of think about what you want to do with your life and focus on where you need to be. I do actually feel that you're either considering having a little bit of a mini makeover, or you've been, or you're doing something with yourself, your physical self, because I feel like as though I'm boosting myself up a little bit. So I feel all in all for you, it's quite exciting times coming in around you, sweetheart.
Great.
Quite
that's
exciting time. Yeah, and I hope that that's given you some clarity, guide, validation, and love, you know, love from the spirit world this evening, my love.
Thank you. That was excellent. Thank you so, so much.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, and you have a lovely birthday and a Merry Christmas from all of us on the Guiding Lights show. And hopefully we'll speak to you again sometime in the new year. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're just going over to a song, and we will be back after the song, and we will be opening the lines again. Enjoy the song.
Can't believe it's over. I watched the whole thing fall, and I never saw the writing that was on the wall. If I'd only knew the days were slipping past, that the good things never last, that you were crying. Summer turned to winter, and the snow it turned to rain. Then the rain turned into tears upon your face. I hardly recognize the girl you are today. God, I hope it's not too late. It's not too late. 'Cause you are not alone. I'm always there with you. And we'll get lost together. The light comes pouring through. 'Cause when you feel like you're done and the darkness has won, babe, you're not lost. And when your world's crashing down and you can't bear the thought, say, babe, you're not lost. Life can show no mercy, it can tear your soul apart. It can make you feel like you're gone crazy, but you're not. Some things have seemed to change, there's one thing that's still the same. In my heart you have remained, and we can fly, fly, fly. Darkness has won, babe, you're not lost. And the world's crashing down, and you can't bear the cross. I said, baby, you're not lost. Yeah. I said, baby, you're not lost. Baby, you're not lost. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I said, baby, you're not lost.
Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, hello, welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that lovely song by Michael Bublé, one of my favourites, and also listening to the fantastic details that Mike was giving out on air about the wonderful show that we're having in South Wales. The roadshow is starting in South Wales, which is going to be very important to myself and Mike, as we are both Welsh, and we can't wait to take the roadshow to our homeland, if you like, of South Wales. So if you are able to come that weekend, we would love to see you, and I know that it's going to be absolutely amazing. So let's hope that everybody who is interested can get through to us, because we have been selling the tickets. They have been going quite fast. So if you are interested in coming, and if you would like to have a ticket, if you want to inbox myself on Jeanette Ann Coombe on Facebook, or contact Mike on the show here on the Mike Davis Road Show. Well, anyway, as I said, really looking forward to this event. Now, it's only going to be in a couple of months' time, and I know that it's going to be absolutely amazing. All the other hosts are going to be there. We've got the wonderful Nick and Jerry, and the wonderful Sarah is going to be coming with us as well. So it's, and of course, the amazing Grant Collier. I mustn't leave him out, because he's coming too. So it's just going to be a wonderful vibe of positive energy. So all really looking forward to it, guys, and that's coming up on the 22nd and the 23rd of February. Okay, now I'm going to open the lines again, and I do believe that we've got a lovely lady on the line called Paige, and I'm going to say hi, Paige. Welcome to Guiding Lights. You through to Jeanette Ann, and how can I help you this evening, please?
Hi, Jeanette. I have a question about a family member who is incarcerated, and I am trying to find out what's going on with him.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, I'd love to help you on that one, but we are not really allowed to be discussing any legal issue. No, I would love to help, but I can certainly have a look at anything else for you, but we are not allowed to do any legal issue questions or police matters on the air. So is there anything else that you'd like me to have a look at this evening, my love?
Well, I'm going to school, and I am thinking about continuing on, but shortening my study, if you will, to just doing like one certification and then going ahead and go to work after that. Is that a good path for me, or what do you pick up with me?
Well, I feel that you're going to graduate, okay, and I feel that you're going to do really well, because the spirit have just given me flying colours and gold stars in my head, which is all about achievement. So I do feel that for you, that this is definitely a time to learn, study and achieve. Now then, whether or not you decide that you want to do only a smaller course because it doesn't fit in with your life, I feel that that is a choice that you will make. But I do feel that whatever you do, it's going to be done to the best of your ability, because, as I said, spirit have just been giving me little yellow stars, and really that's all about well done. Okay, because when I see that, I just see 10 out of 10 well done. I see that with you very, very much. But I do also feel as well that you have been overstretching yourself lately, and it's like as though you kind of can't focus on one thing, you know, because it's like a lot of things coming in. And I do feel that maybe, perhaps, you could, you know, have a little bit of a break from it and see if you could delay something, because I feel like as though I'm stretching myself in too many areas. Do you understand that, Paige?
Oh, yeah, you picked it up right.
Okay, because I just feel like that with you. And I feel that there is a Dorothy or a Doris around you. Do you understand that, sweetheart? Now, I feel that this is either in spirit or around you as on the earth plane, because I've just been had the name Doris or Dorothy around you. And I feel that there seems to be situations connected to you on that level. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Now,
I'm not sure of the names, but I'll keep it for reference.
I do feel that now. This is not someone who's passed over into the light, please, is it?
I know a Doris that's passed over.
Doris, right? Okay, because I'm going to see
and
if I can get
it. And I do have a friend. I do have a friend, Dorothy, that has not passed over.
Right, so this is probably why I'm getting Doris and Dorothy, because I feel I'm linking in with Doris's energy, who is talking about Dorothy and you and the situation that's been going on around you. Have you found that you have not had much time to see friends because of things have been so hectic for you lately?
Yes, yes. I've thrown myself completely into school, which is fine, but I've gotten to the point where I feel like, is this the right choice? Because you don't even have a minute. So that's why I feel like I don't even want to do it.
Okay, that's fair enough. And would you say that Dorothy, okay, has been having a few problems herself, so she's not much in contact with you? Because I feel that...
Yes, I do have a Dorothy that I haven't been in contact with, but there's a girl in my class named Dorothy. I just remember that.
Right. Okay.
There is a girl in my class named Dorothy, yes.
Right. So I feel like as though there's the friend that you haven't been in contact much with. There seems to be an issue there with her. And I feel that is a connection with Dorothy around you in your schoolwork, because I feel that she's either been very kind with you, or you kind of getting on with her, or maybe she's trying to do something on a similar level as you and finding it difficult as well. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I feel that this information is coming to me from Doris, who was she was like an extended family, so she's either an aunt or a family friend who was very kind of much in your life. Do you understand that?
Yes, she was an extended family, yes.
Right, because I feel even though she wasn't perhaps blood related, but she was always around your home, so she was like family. Do you understand?
That's true.
And I feel that she was a link to your mother, darling.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so she was a very, very, very good friend of your mum.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She was actually, my brother was married to her daughter.
Right, okay, fine. So there's the very good friend to your mum and extended family.
Yes.
I feel that your mum and her got on very well together. They had a common bond, okay? They had, like, children that had fallen in love and got married. And I feel like as though Doris became like, you know, another family member, even though she wasn't blood related, but she was related through marriage. Okay.
Right.
Now she is bringing in her energy, and I feel that she's bringing in her energy because she is talking about your brother. Now, your brother and her daughter, are they still together, please?
No.
Okay, because has there been a little bit of a, what's the word I can say, disappointing split between them two? Has it not been the best?
Yes, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Right, because I feel that that has saddened her, okay, that they didn't kind of sort the differences out. But I do feel that she's just bringing in her love energy, as she's using the opportunity, I feel, today to come in and talk you know, to yourself tonight through me, just to say that she's bringing in love to the family, especially in the Christmas period, because I feel that the Christmas period was very important to either her or her daughter, because I feel that not only was it a Christmas celebration, but there was another celebration as well that was linked in around the Christmas time. Do you understand that?
Yes, every Christmas we would go over to her house for Christmas. Right. That's right.
There we go. So there's your other celebration that she's talking about over Christmas. Okay, so it's like, so she used to throw a home open to you all, and to her, you were all like family, and this is why I feel that she's come in to bring this love and this evidence to you tonight, okay, just to say that, you know, she is just sending love really from the spirit world, and I feel that there is a Brian or a BR sounding name around her in spirit as well. So do you understand that name, please?
Not at the moment. I'll just keep it.
Keep that name, because I'm just getting the link to a Brian or to BT or an initial B and an R. Okay, so I feel that there could be another person up there, darling, with her clothes, who's got a B in the first name and an R in the surname, because she's saying BR, she's with BR. All right,
okay.
So if it's not BR for the first name, it's a connection to the whole name. But she is really pleased that she could come through tonight. And
okay.
I just really want to say, you know, God bless you tonight, my darling. And it's been lovely connecting with you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay. And you take care. Goodbye, my love.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's a lovely page. And I've got the lovely Tammy online. And I'd like to say, hi, Tammy. Welcome to Guiding Lights. How can I help you this evening, please?
Hi. I was just curious about getting a message for me, for about maybe work-related, upcoming work.
Okay, darling, no problem. Now, the first thing that I'm picking up around you, sweetheart, is communication, okay? So either you're in a situation around work where there doesn't seem to be communication with you about really what you want to do, because I feel like as though I'm not really being honest with myself about where I need to be. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I feel either you're in a job that you are just getting by because it's suitable in some respect, but I feel that part of you really wants to do something else, but it's like something's holding you back.
Right.
Do you work very much communicating with other people, please? Because I feel that you are a very, very good people's person, and that you need to be in a expression that allows those skills to shine through. Do you understand? With you, I feel that you're very kind of balanced, and you are what I would say a good all-round team player who is very helpful to other colleagues. So I feel anything to do with people or maybe PR work or anything like that would be very, very, very suitable for you, darling. Is that something that you do at the minute?
Yes, it is. And
yeah.
Just kind of on hold for a job like that in another country, except it just keeps getting postponed. So I just do what I can to get by.
Okay, because I feel like as we've had a dream about, you know, doing something different for a long time, this is not new, okay? I feel that with you, I want to go somewhere different. You're not thinking about going to Canada, are you, darling?
No, ma'am.
Because I feel that there could be a link to Canada, okay, coming in for you, or at least an option, because Canada has just been given to me quite clearly. So maybe that's something that you need to have a little look into in the new year. But I also feel with you, sweetheart, that there has been some inner conflict with you, all right? And I feel that this is emotional. I feel like as though this hasn't been the best year for one-to-one personal relationships with you. I have a lady who comes in close to me, and she is giving me the impression that she was very closely bonded to you. I feel like this is either mum or grandmum, and I feel that this lady was very much a part of your life, but she's talking to me about the fact that at this moment, I feel like as though she's telling me that you've lost your confidence and self-esteem a little bit, where you're feeling a little bit undervalued and underappreciated at the minute. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes, just most definitely. That's what's going on.
Right, okay, because she is telling me these things, okay? And I do feel that there is a W in connection around this lady. I don't know whether it's a Williams as a surname or a connection to an actual gentleman called William, but I'm really drawn to a W around this lady. Can you take W William, please?
I'd have to think about it.
Think about that, because she's drawing me that to you, and if you can't think about it right now, keep hold of it, because I feel that if that is not for someone who's passed around already, that this is someone in connection to some kind of work.
Okay.
Because she's just giving me that name for you to keep hold of, okay? March is telling me is a month for you to be looking, because I'm just drawn to the month of March as being some really good news for you. But she's also telling me that at this moment in time, you're not really particularly getting on very well with your boss, or there seems to be issues about your boss, because I'm feeling like as I'm stressed at home about going into work the next day, darling. Do you understand that?
Kinda. I work from home, so I don't have.
Right.
To go
so where would there be? Where would be the stresses and the boss? What's the link, the connection there, then, please?
The communication and distractions that are going on her end, or she's not
right.
Directly communicating with me.
Right, so there's the communication issues that I was picking up on straight away as soon as I heard your voice energy, okay, and that's the difficulties. I feel that what you need to do is communicate with her clearly and tell her clearly about your feelings, about what you actually feel is going on between you and her at the moment, because
okay.
I feel that you need to bring the balance back between you, because I do feel that there is going to be other options for career changes coming in, because your loved one, your grandmother, I feel is just bringing that in. But I do feel in the meantime, okay, I feel like you have to get more balance, okay? I really do feel that you have to communicate clearly with the lady that you're working with now, because it's almost as if she is rushing around and she hasn't got time to listen to what you say.
Right.
All right, and you've got to make sure that she actually listens to what you're actually saying, because your points are valid. And if you can't find the time to speak to her, maybe send her a polite email saying, you know, your concerns and how you two can work together to improve the communication issues that you're finding that you're having at the moment. I do feel that work situation is going to change between you and this lady, and that you are going to be going into 2013 feeling like as though at the very least things have started to smooth out between you. You'll feel a little bit more secure. That's what your nana's telling me from the spirit. I also feel that with you, there has been life lessons that you've learnt along the way. The last 2 years haven't always been wonderful, but you are very drawn to changing your life in a positive way, and I do feel that you are going to do that. And I also feel as well for you that you are quite a sensitive person and that you need to be developing your own intuition a little bit more, because I feel that with you, you have a really good sense of knowing. That's what I like to call it. And I feel that you need to start working with that a little bit more, darling.
Okay.
Okay, so just take those thoughts from your loved ones in spirit, because what I feel for you is that that what we need to do with you is just push you forward into the new year and just you know, just for you to understand that things are definitely all going to be in hand for you. And I'm going to have to leave you go now, my darling, because we have run out of time. But thank you so much for calling the Guide and Light Show. And have a lovely Christmas and blessings to you and your family over this festive season.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, that was the lovely Tammy, who's just gone off the line. And we are now, unfortunately, off time again. We've run out of time. We've been so busy tonight. The show is so busy, and we would love to stay on longer, but we're calling it time out at 10 o'clock now, possibly extending in 2013. But I really apologize to the people that I haven't had a chance to connect with tonight. But I know that your loved ones in spirit are thinking of you. And if you do want to have a private one-to-one reading with me, you can contact me through my Facebook, which is Jeanette Ann Coombe, and we can do either Skype or a telephone reading. But it's been absolutely lovely once again, and I'd say good night, good bless, and look forward to speaking to you next week in another Guiding Light Show. Good night.
You tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let see beneath your beautiful night? You let all the girls go, makes you feel good, don't it? Broadway show, I heard a voice say,
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette will be back with you the same time next week. Meanwhile, contact her direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit her website, www.jeanette-coombe-psychic-tarot.co.uk. Until next week, take care.